This is Act Locally Waco on KWBU.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State. I might brag just
I'm Carlos Morales, and with me, as always, is Ashley Bean Thornton to take a look at events happening in Waco. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Carlos.
So tonight, First Friday, downtown Waco, what do we got going on?
Well, First Friday is always a lot of fun, and there is a ton of music happening downtown. We've got the Horton Duo at Papillon, jazz with Greg Bashara and Evan Claris at the Hilton. If you like kind of Texas singer-songwriter, we've got Joseph Neville at Dichotomy, and then good old country music, Kirk Baxley at the Backyard. So a lot of music downtown.
And also tonight is the Good Vibes open mic starting at 8 over at the Jubilee Theater on North 15th Street, $8 to $10. And again, this starts at 8 and continues until 10.
Another couple of fun things that are happening on Saturday morning, if you love bugs, which everybody loves bugs, especially if you're a 5th through 8th grader, Cameron Park Zoo is starting to offer a curriculum called Bugs in the Schoolyard. And it's just a great chance for the kiddos to go and learn all about insects. It's free at the zoo.
And also on Saturday, but over at the Jubilee Food Market, is a first cash mob. And what they're going to be doing is the First National Bank of Central Texas will be handing out free $10 vouchers that can be used at the market starting at noon. So just to kind of get some stir some excitement into the market.
Great. And then Saturday night, since we are, like I say, kind of edging toward Valentine's Day, at the Art Center of Waco, they're having a fun event, Valentine's Painting Night. And you show up with your buddy or your sweetie, and you get a pre-sketched abstract heart and the word love, and you paint from there, and there's champagne and hors d'oeuvres, and it's just a fun, relaxing Saturday evening.
And on Wednesday from 11 to 12:30, the TSTC Culinary Art Series is open. So this is a student-run restaurant over on TSTC's campus. The menu changes weekly. They don't require reservations, but you should call ahead because they usually fill out. So you can go and check that out. And they're also open on Fridays from 11 to 12:30 as well.
And then I wanted to mention something that is actually not happening until next Friday. On Friday, February 10th, we are kicking off the Prosper Waco lecture series. And the first lecture is going to be Dr. Gary Carini, who is a professor in Baylor's Handkammer School of Business. And he's going to be talking about the prison entrepreneurship program that he's been really involved with. So that is going to be at 11:30 to 1 o'clock. It costs $12. It's going to be at the Mayborn Museum. Of course, that includes lunch. And I hope a bunch of people will come because I think it'll be a very interesting presentation about something that maybe we can use here in Waco.
A lot to do this coming week. Thanks as always, Ashley, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you, Carlos.
For more information, visit actlocallywaco.org.